First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
The National Agriculture Department's imposed a ban on the movement of cattle around the entire country for 3 weeks. It'll assess the situation after that. It's trying to stop a foot and mouth outbreak. There are 116 different outbreaks of the disease. Just to remind you, it has no impact on humans, very contagious among animals. There are exceptions to the ban. Animals can be moved for slaughter and for purposes of ritual slaughter. Marzan Roots is the National Coordinator of the National Animal Forum. Marzan, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Thank you for the opportunity.
A national ban, a major move by government. Is there any other option here, or is the situation that serious?
Stephen, you're unfortunately, as you just mentioned, we've got 15 new properties infected in the last 2 weeks in two new provinces. So for us, this was a move from Minister and her technical advisors to try and curb this disease before it gets out of hand.
How hard is it to enforce? I mean, we live in a country where people will often walk their animals to a person they're selling them to, or they're going to go and, you know, mix with their brother's herd for a while or something like that. It must be very difficult to enforce a ban like this across the entire country.
It is quite difficult, Stephen. As you know, this is a state-controlled disease under the Animal Diseases Act 35 of 1984. So this is a disease that is controlled by the provincial animal health and the national state animal health. And at this stage, capacity in the government sector is not as it should be. So we are trying from industry side to see how we can get private veterinarians and animal health technicians to assist where they can.
For the moment, it's the ban, as I understand it, only extends to cattle, to cows. Foot and mouth can infect other animals, goats and sheep. Is it already in those animals as well? Do you expect it to move from one to the other? Could this get to become more serious?
Yeah, that's correct. It's all live cloven-hoofed animals. But at this stage, we have the director of the National Department did inform us that samples were taken from other species and none came back positive. So at this stage, it's not affecting any of the other cloven-hoofed animals. We are only going to concentrate on the cattle herds at this stage.
It's going to cost farmers a huge amount of money. I don't know, some may be insured, I suppose, but probably many will not. Is there going to be a big economic impact for a while?
We do believe it's going to have some kind of economic impact, but we were very relieved yesterday with Minister's statement that she indicated that it will only be 21 days and it will be renewable weekly. So they will monitor that, and we understand the disappointment from some animal owners, but ask that we all work together to curb this disease and to move towards a matter of self-regulation with government. If we work together, we believe really we can maybe not wait this long.
Marzan Roots, thanks very much indeed. National Coordinator of the National Animal Forum. Plenty to come. The resignation of the National Lotteries Commissioner. We'll find out more about that. Tabang Mampane, we'll find out more about that in a moment. We'll talk also to Action SA and the DA over there falling out in Tshwane, the future of coalitions. You with SAFM leading the conversation. Good morning, 7 o'clock.